The halacha first. There's a very interesting Rashi, a very long Rashi, if you got there already. We never said, but at the end of Parshas Toldos, Rashi does the math for us as far as figuring out how old Yaakov Avinu was when he got the bracha. And that turns out to be 63. And the reason we know that is because the pasuk says at the end of the parsha that Esav goes to marry the daughter of Yisrael, Machalas, and she's described in the pasuk as Achos Nevoyos, which sounds redundant. Why mention Achos Nevoyos? And the reason is to teach you that Yisrael died at this very juncture, and the brother, the older brother, was one who married her off to Esav. So if we know that Yisrael died at this point, and Yisrael died, we know, at the age of 137, as we quote at the end of Parshas Chayisara, and Yitzchak was 14 years younger than Yishmael, so therefore Yitzchak was now 123. If Yitzchak was 123, then we know that Yaakov's age was 63, because the pasuk says in the beginning of the parsha that Yitzchak was 60 when the children were born. So now that we know Yaakov is 63, this is very important in terms of calculating the amount of years from here until when he went down to Mitzrayim. Because we know that Yaakov Avinu told Paro his age when they met up in Mitzrayim. He says 130. Now, if you calculate the years that seem to be explicit in the Torah from the point of Yaakov's bracha to when he goes down to Mitzrayim, so it comes out that there were 14 years he worked for Rachel and Leah until Yosef is born. That's 14 years. Yosef was 30 when he rose to power in Mitzrayim, pasuk says indicates. And there were 9 years that passed from then until Yaakov came down, 7 years of plenty, 2 years of famine. So let's take that together. You have the 14 years to the birth of Yosef, another 39, 30 plus 9, plus the 14 is how much? It's 53. Right? Now, if you add 53 to 63, which we calculated was Yaakov's age at the end of Toldos, so you get 116. But the problem is that Yaakov said to Paro, I am 130. So what's missing? 14 years. That, in short, is the cheshbon that Rashi does for us to teach us that Yaakov was nitman b'beis Eiver for 14 years. Probably pasha to everybody. You did it already, right? In Mevesedra, that's the Rashi. It's a Gemara in Megillah, the end of the first parak. But this is significant for the following reason, that we now figured out 14 years that were unaccounted for, we figured out where Yaakov was. He was studying Torah on his way to Laban's house in Beis Midrash Shel Eiver. But the reason why it's significant is because there's a halacha that the Gemara codifies from this. The Gemara says, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibud Ave'en. That Talmud Torah, in a sense, has a greater value than Kibud Ave'en. Why? Shekolos and Shanim Shay Yaakov Beis Eiver Lo Nenash. Yaakov Avinu, we know, you have to understand why this is so. It's not simple. Chora, he had to run away after all. But somehow it was a time on Yaakov Avinu that Sof Kol Sof, he was not Mekayim Kibud Ave'en for 22 years. He was away from his father because we know he was in Laban's house for 20 years, 14 and then another 6, and another 2 years for Derech, traveling time. So Sof Kol Sof, the total is 22 years. The onesh that Yaakov had, he suffered because of that, that Yosef was separated from him, Mida Kineged Mida, for 22 years. And that's the basic of the cheshbon we mentioned before. Yosef was 17 when he was sold, and 39 when they got reunited. So 22 years, Kineged, the 22 years that Yaakov did not fulfill Kibud Ave'en. But wait a second, we just figured out there was another 14 years Yaakov was away. The answer is he wasn't Nenash. He wasn't punished for those 14 years because he was an Osek in Talmud Torah. So this is a halacha codified in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Kibud Ave'en, Simen Reish Mem, Yoredeya. There's a sif that says this alone, sif Yud Gimel, Talmud Torah Gadol Mikibud Ave'en. Interesting, just that's the way it's codified. Talmud Torah Gadol Mikibud Ave'en. But further on, there's a specific case given that illustrates this halacha. It's hard to know why he has to say two separate halachas. I'm not sure. But later on, the same simon, the very last sif, the Mechaber writes, Talmud sherotze l'leches l'mokom acher shehu boteach sheyira simon bracha b'talmudo lefnei harav shesham. So it's a Talmud that wants to go to learn Torah in a particular place because he is sure, not because whatever cheshbon it is, oh, I want to hang out over there. To the contrary, he knows that that's where he'll be matzliach in learning, in front of that Rebbe and that yeshiva. But aviv mochebo, for whatever reason, he's afraid that it's not good for him to be over there. Eino tzorach lishmo aviv b'zeh. Don't tell this to your parents, right? Parents are listening, take it with a grain of salt. I'm just quoting a sif in Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Resh Mem, that you're not mechuyev to listen to your parents when it comes to specifically the inyan of Talmud Torah. This is, as the Gra points out in the bottom, it's based on this Gemara that we just noted. Again, you have to know how it translates into halacha ma'isa, because a lot of times there could be all kinds of cheshbonos that the child might have, which they use as a smokescreen, the fact that, oh, I'm going to learn better over there. There might be maybe other reasons, maybe the contrary, maybe the level is not as good, maybe there's just chevra or other things. But in terms of the pure, pristine halacha, that's what it says. If the issue is the level of becoming a Talmud Chacham and the bracha that he'll have, then that's an illustration of this halacha, that Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Kibud Avei. Just to discuss a little bit on sort of a side point that results from this Gemara, so Yaakov Avinu was punished for not fulfilling Kibud Avei'im. But wait a second, this is before Matan Torah. The mitzvah Kibud Avei'im is Tayag Mitzvah. So you tell me that the others kept the whole Torah, we're going to have a pasuk also from yesterday's parsha, Ekev Hishcham Avram Bekoli, Rashi quotes that he was observing even the Rabbanans, this Avram Avinu, Yaakov kept Shabbos. Okay, so they could have fulfilled the mitzvahs before the Torah was given. But how could you make a Yaakov Avinu pay a price for not fulfilling a mitzvah that he has not yet been given? B'nei Noach are not mitzvah, keep it away. Well, is that really so? B'nei Noach are not mitzvah, keep it away. Well, there may be a Gemara that's mashed that way. The famous Gemara in the Kiddushin Aved Aleph, that Zama ben Nesina is the role model for Kibbut Aveim, that was a particular non-Jew. The Gemara holds him up as the model. We also have Esa, right? We don't usually like to hold him up as a model, although there's a Medrash that says that Shem Gamliel says, I was not Mishamish my father of Gamliel, as well as Esa was Mishamish his father Yitzchak. But anyway, the Gemara doesn't quote Esa. The Gemara quotes Zama ben Nesina. At Heichon Kibbut Aveim, you all know the story, that the Chachamim wanted to buy the stones for the ephod, the Shishim Yiboschar, and the key to the treasure chest was under his father's pillow, Velot Siero, and his reward was that he had a paraduma, and all he wanted to take for the paraduma was the money that he lost out the year earlier for the Avnei, the stones for the ephod. And the Gemara comments, right after mentioning the story, that this is an individual who's not mitzvah va'osa, and yet the schar he got, certainly those who mekayim kibud aveim, and we are mitzvah va'osa. So with Pashta saying Ibn Noach is not mitzvah in kibud aveim. So there is a halacha also here in Shulchan Aruch. It's based on a Rambam in Hilchos Mamrin. This is in Reish Mem Aleph. One siman later, the last sif of Hilchos Kibud Aveim, the last sif of Reish Mem Aleph. Suppose you have an individual who was born non-Jewish, and he became a yid, a ger. What is his relationship to his parents, who are non-Jewish, biological parents? So halachically speaking, they're not his parents. Gerishin is gar kikat and shenol adami. But the halacha is, as codified by the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, Ger also lekalel aviv ha'obikolchavim ulahakoso velo yivazeu. So he's not allowed to curse his non-Jewish father, to hit, to shame. Why? Technically, it's not his father. Shelo yomru. So they shouldn't say banu mikdusha chamura likdusha kala. That we started off on a higher level, and now we became Jewish, we're on a lower level. Now, that idea, that expression is based on a Gemara in Yevamis Chav Beis. It comes up in Nogeya, the Inyonim of Arayus. What are certain Arayus that's also for a person to have relations with? So the halacha is that there are Arayus for the Ben Noach as well. Certain Arayus are also for Ben Noach as part of Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. But now that he's Jewish, someone becomes Jewish, so technically, let's say his mother is not his mother. But the answer is that he's still usher in his mother the same way he was before. Because as a non-Jew, as a goy, he was usher in his mother based on Hilchos Shevnis Bnei Noach. Now that he's Jewish, so people shouldn't say, Banu Mikdusha Chamura and Kedusha Kali, you become Jewish and then you have it easier, so therefore we don't allow that. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are borrowing that expression and connecting it over here as well, that a ger should not shame, curse, or hit his father, the guy, Shelo Yomru. The Rambam adds a few words that Shulchan Aruch doesn't add, that Yechabdeyu Ktsas, you should show some respect as well. So the Shaila is, it sounds like there was already an Isser of Lukalis Aviv and Lahakosis Aviv beforehand. And now you're going to tell me he's allowed? So Yo Yomru, that Bon Mitusha Chamuk, Tusha Kala. Sounds like there was already an Isser in existing before. So Rabbi Kiveger comments on this Sif in Shulchan Aruch. What does it mean, Bon Mitusha Chamura? We came from, by the case, by Arayis, there were really Surim. Gili Arayis, for Ben Noach. But here, in what sense is Kedusha Chamura? Haino b'ni musehen. In other words, because protocol, common practice, everyone knows you respect your parents. It's interesting, I just happened to meet someone on Friday, Derech Agav, whatever, he happened to be in my wife's office and we were having a short conversation. So his mother's name is Nancy White. He calls her Nancy. You know, referring to his mother by that name. So it struck me, you know, we know in our Torah, we don't call our parents by their first name. Anyway, but Bini Museyev, there's certain standards that you have toward your parents, and therefore it's considered like suddenly the standards are lowered. That's what the Kveger. There's a Sefer Perish Yad Avram on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that says, no, it's not just that, Bini Museyev. There really is an Isser, but he doesn't really elaborate on the Mokar. He says, on this Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Chayra by Arayis, we understand. Gam kodem geiros hayu asurim. Mashenkin bekibed lo matzinu de benoach mitzuvin. So he has the kasha. What's the comparison to the case of Yom Kedusha Chamuk Kedusha Kala? By the case of Gil Arayis, it's different. Yeshloma da afa gav de lo chashiv b'havi zayin mitzvus she ben noach neharag mikom makom matzinu she nenshu al ze Cham ubanav shelo kibed le noach aviv. We know Cham became an eved avodim because he wasn't showing respect to his father. Kedisa ben Medrash Rabbah. Now, there he managed was Mevazeh's father. So you have to know that specifically Bizayim. The Rambam adds Yechabdeyu Ktsas as well. But at least he points out that you see there is some inyan that a Ben Noach is nanash and it's not appropriate and he's punished for it. So we begin to see a little bit perhaps a Mahalach for Yaakov Avinu too. But what would this mean? So is there a tzivui or not a tzivui? Rabbi Kiveger seems to say, it's just Bini Museyim, that's all it is. But he says, no, you see, it's more than that. And Moshe has a fascinating tshuva. In Yerodei Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Lamed. The story was, there was a woman, a Gioris, for many years, whose mother, the non-Jewish mother, was sick. And she wanted the daughter, the Jewish daughter, to come visit with the grandchildren. So he discusses this story and the situation. Moshe says 100% she should, especially now the mother is sick. And in the middle of this tshuva, you can look at the whole tshuva, but he brings this Rambam that the Shulchan Aruch is based on. And he wants to understand the mocker for the Rambam, especially since the Rambam adds those two words that Yechabdeyu Ktsas. The Shulchan Aruch left out those two words. But the Rambam in codifying this halacha that the ger is asur l'kalel Aviv, Ha'akum, La'akosov, Lo Yevazeyu, Kidei Shelo Yomru, and so on. Ela Noigbo Mitzvas Kibud. Noigbo to us, Mitzvas Kibud. So, exactly what does that mean? How do you define it? It's a very hard, quantifiable measure. Noig Mitzvas Kibud, in what sense? We know what Kibud of Aim has to do. We have specific standards. What does Kibud of Aim entail? Machel Mashke, Machnis Emotzi, obviously general in Yanim also of Kibud, and what Mora is. What is Noi Mitzvah Sas Kibud? So Moshe says the following Yisod, he says, Nios Daiti, to whom me inyan Iser Kafui Tova. The fundamental principle that Hashem created people with sensitivity to appreciate beneficiaries of people who benefited them. And certainly, a parent who brings a person to the world and raises them and gives them so much as they're growing up, there's a basic halacha of what does it say? The answer is it says it because it's common sense, it's yashrus. It doesn't have to be a tzivui written black and white. There's a basic idea of hakara satov. Kadosh Baruch Hu was makbid adam arishon with a kafui tova. Ha'isha shenasati madi. Klal Yisrael are considered kafui tova. It's a davar ha'asra shave ben Yisrael ben lebnei Noach. Even though it's not there in the Levin, says Rav Moshe, we find midos. We don't find necessarily specific mitzvahs that relate to the midos. Person to have good midos and have bad midos. You have here and there. You can glean aspects of this. Yeah, the Rishonim find in Easter to be about Gaiva, possibly in this pasuk, Lo Yarm Levavo by a Melech, and possibly an Easter for Kas. Here and there, you can find inklings within the Rishonim. But for the most part, the whole world of Midos and Musar, you don't necessarily find it specifically in this mitzvah or that. But the answer is, like we always say, Derech Eretz Kadma Torah. It makes it no less binding, because if it's Derech Eretz, it's understood, it's axiomatic. And therefore, that's the shiur the Rambam is giving. Knowing what mitzvahs kavod means, what is the shiur? Kefi mashe lo yischashe be'eni habriyos l'kfui tova. That's a Moshe's chiddush. In other words, to the extent that to do less would be perceived as not being menschlich and not being appreciative in an appropriate way, that would be a chesaron on the level of hakara satov, and that would be, therefore, the measure that she's required to do, and therefore, certainly periodic visits would be in order, not just when she's sick, but even when she's well. Moshe says, obviously, to the extent that it might create issues for the children to get confused and they might get non-kosher food and so on, you have to be aware of that. And obviously not overdo it, but obviously to the extent that it makes sense that it would be appropriate to show basic hakara satov, that's the basic halacha that's required of her to continue to show hakara satov to the parent. So it comes out, if you go with this approach, then it comes out that there really is a mitzvah kibud av v'eim for a non-Jew on that level of derech eretz kadmah Torah. But then you'll have to say, I think Mark calls it ein mitzvah v'oseh in condition hamid aleph. The answer is that obviously kibud av v'eim is a mitzvah as well, and that goes over and above the basic standards of hakara satov. In other words, the fact that there are specific guidelines to the mitzvah, how it gets defined, not just what you and I would imagine is hakara satov. It has specific ways to be fulfilled, and sometimes you have a situation, Schwab, I believe, says this in the Sefer and Chumash in Parshas Yisro. Let's say a parent, and it can be such a case, we all can relate sometimes to a case like this. You hear bad stories like this sometimes. Parents, like a case like an Asifi baby, right? Parents have a child, and then they simply don't even bother even putting the child for adoption, let alone, you know, whatever. They have no connection with the child. They basically leave them, and then they run away. And then who raises a child? Foster parents. And so, on some level, what kind of a hakara satov would you have? I mean, they really didn't do anything, except maybe bring them into the world, but in terms of their upbringing, but yet there is halacha kibud av v'eim. So that's perhaps where you would have the mitzvah kibud av v'eim that would go over and above the standards that would normally be considered by the perspective of derech eretz kadmah Torah. So that's where you get the notion of a tzivui kibud av v'eim. So this is some of the inyanim that I think also that come out of that same chazal, that Yaakov Avinu, right, he was nenash for the 22 years, not nenash for the 14 years, Talmud Torah, is God mekibud av v'eim. Okay. Yes, the Harich Old, but we have to go in some other Gemara. Okay.